Welcome, welcome to the best 5 minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
As we close out our conversation with Lisa Lee, proprietor of The Tasting Room on 9th in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, we ask who you'd love to serve to, and you said Raj Parr, who is a award-winning author, globally celebrated sommelier, and is the founding member, proprietor, and winemaker for Evening Land Vineyards. So what is your answer?
Oh, man. What do you pour the people that already know good wine? That's hard. I think a fun one that I had, I really wasn't a huge fan of orange wines, so that was newer to me when I finally found one. There's one called the Vice Brooklynites, and it's an orange Gewurztraminer, and I have it on my list, and I find it to be completely lovely and a lot of fun and not fussy.
Got a couple more here. If they made a movie at the about the tasting room, who would play you?
I don't know. Maybe I would personally love like a Jennifer Aniston. I love her, and I think she's a little quirky, and I don't know, it'd have to be somebody that was a little bit off their rocker, I think. Like definitely a dreamer, but somebody that doesn't take life overly serious, will go through a million emotions a day, but still come out like, it's going to be great, guys, you know? I don't know.
Well, I think we can live with Jennifer Aniston. I would love it
if it was Jennifer Aniston. She's great.
If the tasting room had a scent.
It does kind of have a scent, actually. So I'm obsessed with smells. I know that's like anti-som. Like, you're not supposed to wear perfumes. You're not supposed to overdo smells because, and I'm like, okay, I'm a normal person too. So let's get through this problem I'm having with learning that I'm not supposed to wear all of these scents. But I have the hotel collection in my bar, the diffuser, the scent diffuser. And we use Dream On. And it's kind of like I think it's the same one they use at the La Meridian, but it's like that green tea, very nice, very easy. We get a ton of compliments all of the time, but I know that smell is it's linked so closely with your memory. Yep. And so for me, I wanted to have a scent that when people walked in, if they loved it and then they smelled it somewhere else, it made them think of this wine bar. So we use that scent every day.
Is there a wine that you keep stocked at home at all time for any occasion when, you know, you get people popping in or what have you?
There's a couple. So Catherine Hall Cab, the 2017 Cab, was like my favorite when I found it. So that one I try to have all the time just because it's so dang good. Volpaia, the Chianti, that one I have at my house all the time. Pizza, pasta, charcuterie, I pull that one out. But for a white, it would be like a Meursault. I want a Meursault. I want a clean Chardonnay all the time.
All right, Lisa, the proprietor of the tasting room on 9th. The last question, the pressure is on. Just give me one word to describe the tasting room on a Saturday night.
Saturday night. Could it be seductive?
What?
I would say seductive. Yeah, because I think when you're sitting in the line, I know, I'm like, I'm going to go racy at this one. Everyone's like, energetic. I'm like, no, we're sexy. So I think when you're sitting in a lounge or you're sitting at the bar, I was very specific about lighting temperatures. Everything's on dimmers. So the light gets very warm. It's very low. We have music on. That's a little bit more of like an Ibiza lounge feel. So I think when you're there and you're on a date or you're with people, I think it can be very seductive and very sexy and very much a place where you're feeling yourself a little bit. So that's what I would go with.
So guys, if you're listening and you want to take your date on a Saturday night and you see Lisa at the restaurant, just give her a wink and go, okay, we're all about seductive tonight.
Yep, I love it.
Good job. Way to drop the mic and finish the interview. I did not see that one coming. Seductive.
Good. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me.
The best 5 minute wine podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Oh, please like and follow.
And you can like and follow us on our social media and join in our collaborations. Just like our website, thebestwinepodcast.com, on Insta, X, you know where. The Best Wine Pod. The Best Wine Pod.